again, we are on page 282. Simon Reish Kof Hey. We're up to Hey, last line in the Machaber. So last time, again, what we're discussing, has been a few days, what we're discussing is making a Shekhyanu, and specifically, making a Shekhyanu on a new fruit. So we saw that really the idea is to make a Shekhyanu on a new fruit. We'll see what that's called. A new fruit, when you see it. We're discussing like you see in the store or whatever. But the Machaber says, but now the custom is to only make the Shekhyanu when you eat from the fruit. We'll get into that a little more. And then in Dalar we saw that if there's different types of that same fruit, so in other words, like apples is a good example. In the heart, there's 500 different types of apples. There's Gala apples, and there's Fuji apples, and there's Honey Crunch, or whatever it's called, apples, and there's Granny Smith apples, and there's Golden Delicious apples, and there's Washington State apples. So the Machaber said that you make a bracha on each one. Mishpura explained, because they have different tastes, as we all know. And so we saw that the Vilna Gaon says, no, that you don't do that, they're all the same thing, so you don't make a separate bracha. Good. Hey, let's tighten this a little. In Berach Shekhyanu al Novim, let's say you made a Shekhyanu on grapes. Kishishta Yain Chadash, when you drink new wine, we'll see what that means in a second. Ein al Chozer Mavarach, then you don't go back and make a new Shekhyanu. And Shabur explains, we're talking about tirosh. We're talking about like basically grape juice. So you made a Shekhyanu on the grapes. So you would not make a Shekhyanu on the grape juice. Why? Because it's basically the same thing. But the question is, what happens if you drink wine like wine? In other words, I made the Shekhyanu on grapes. And now you're not drinking grape juice, so that might be too close to each other. But let's say you made, you're drinking wine. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses that. He says that when it's tirosh, when it's grape juice, so therefore you know it's new. So it's the Shekhyanu on the grapes covered it. But let's say you're drinking this wine, not when it's young, when it's old, when it's wine. So, you still wouldn't make a Shekhyanu because it's not that much of a, it's not clear, it's not nikar, the difference between old wine and new wine, right? Again, somebody as simple as me, like, you know, like grape juice looks the same thing as wine, right? It looks the same. So therefore, you would not make a Shekhyanu. Okay, let's look at Vav. Vav is the big one. Exciting. Pri she'eno mischadesh mishana l'shana. Let's say you have a fruit that does not renew, whatever word you want to use, itself from year to year. Afilu im yesh yamim rabim shlo achom imenu, even though it's been a long time since you ate from this fruit. Again, it's more than 40 days, maybe it'll have been a long time. But this fruit is not what we call a seasonal fruit, right? So I haven't eaten it in a long time, but it's been around. So you would not make a Shekhyanu on that fruit. And the Ramah says, let's say you have a fruit that has two seasons. It's found one time, and then it disappears from the market, and then it reappears some other time. It appears twice. Mevarchem alav shekhyanu, you make a shekhyanu on that. Aval she'ein lo zman kavua legidulo, ein mevarchem alav, but something that doesn't have a set time for its growth, so then you would not make a shekhyanu on that. So many bring down the example of this, the Mishpura also brings down this example, is an esrog. We all know an esrog, they cut it off when it's a certain size. But really, an esrog could stay on the tree, right? Creates hadar. So part of that is dar, it lives on the tree. So, you know, like you see these Sephardi esrogim, they're like cassava melons, you know, like they're huge. Right? If you see, it could stay on the tree and keep on going. So again, that's the example that's brought. It stays on. So even though maybe I didn't eat it in a long time, but still you would not make a shakhyan on it because it's around. It doesn't disappear from sight. Therefore, the Rama says, "Emavarkim shachianu al yerachadash new vegetables." No, you wouldn't. The ome kol hashana bekarka, because it stays in the ground, right? So maybe you wouldn't eat it, but it stays in the ground, and therefore you would not make a shachianu on it. Now, Mir Sashem tomorrow, Bli Nether, discuss this a little more. How about other things? Let's say meat. So you get a new cut of meat, or chicken, you get duck, or I don't know, maybe this type of geese, right? Like those ones that they have trouble with at the airports in New York, the Canadian geese that fly into all the planes and all. So let's say, right, they migrate, and so then they come back. So let's say you have that new meat, or fragrance, how about that? Okay, we'll discuss that. Hopefully, the Blinder will get into that next time. Okay?